Hi, Alan. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, great to be here.
In the last few years, scientists have learned so much about Pluto, thanks to all the data coming back from New Horizons. What has surprised you the most?
One is that we did not expect Pluto to have the level of geological and atmospheric complexity that it does. We're calling it the new Mars. It's as complicated as Mars or even the Earth. But also, Pluto is amazingly geologically active, which was also not expected because it's a small planet, and it was thought that it had cooled off and its geological engine had died. And so we were surprised to find terrains on the surface, enormous expanses, even the size of Texas, that are born yesterday geologically. You know, we have strong evidence that Pluto has an internal ocean of water. We see glaciers on the surface that span a million square kilometers. We also see evidence for avalanches and even for volcanoes on the surface, ice volcanoes called cryovolcanoes.
That's really neat, yeah. So here in Flagstaff, you know, astronauts used to come here to train for missions to the moon. Is there a landscape here on Earth that would be the perfect training ground for Pluto?
Well, that's a really good question, and because Pluto's surface is covered in ices almost everywhere, the dominant ice on Pluto's surface is actually condensed molecular nitrogen, which is a gas in our atmosphere, but which is a snow on Pluto's surface. Probably the best analog terrains are in the Arctic and Antarctic in terms of ices and icy geology.
So snow made out of nitrogen, what does that look like?
It actually looks a lot like water snow. We can make it in the laboratory, and it's bright and white. And if you just looked at it from a distance, you might think it was water snow. There are also other ices on Pluto, including water ice and methane ice, natural gas, and even carbon monoxide ice.
You're coming to Flagstaff, and that's the home of Pluto, where Pluto was discovered. I don't know, you've probably been up to Lowell Observatory and seen that donation box up there where people can vote with their money on whether Pluto should be called a planet or a dwarf planet.
I sure have, and I noticed that the vote is always overwhelmingly for Pluto.
Yes, it always is. What's your opinion about that?
I think that's just great. You know, most planetary scientists, not just in Flagstaff, but everywhere, I think that the astronomer's definition of planets is kind of nonsensical, and we just ignore it. And most planetary scientists that I run into consider Pluto a planet, just like people in Flagstaff do.
So tell me a little bit about New Horizons' next target.
We've nicknamed it Ultima Thule, which is a Norse phrase for beyond the farthest frontier, which is literally what it is. It is a place unlike any spacecraft has ever visited. But New Horizons is going to go very close to it. In fact, three times closer than we went to Pluto when we do our flyby on January 1st.
Alan Stern, it was great to talk to you today.
And great talking to you, too.